Hey, welcome to Therapy Sessions, the podcast where we turn up the volume on mental health conversations. It's all powered by Happy Jack Entertainment, a pioneering entertainment company that uses music and media to champion mental health. Now, each episode features conscious conversations with guests who share their personal experiences with mental health challenges and the strategies they use to manage them. This podcast right here is your sanctuary for meaningful dialogues that inspire change. So join us for captivating interviews, eye-opening discussions, and a community that is committed to breaking stigmas and fostering a more inclusive world. What's up? I'm your host, Maxwell. So all you got to do is tune in to Therapy Sessions and be a part of the movement that's making mental health a conversation we can all be a part of.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm David.
And I'm Sam.
And welcome to Afterthoughts, powered by Happy Jack Entertainment. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about Chelsea Cutler.
I can't believe, like, I'm so geeked up that we had her.
Right?
Like, first off, I've just been, like, a big fan of her music. Her music is some music that I put on before when I'm going through it.
Yep.
You know, I need that little pick-me-up.
What's the best time for you to listen to her music? Like, when you're down, or you're happy, you're angry? Like, for you, what's your...
The sad songs lift me up and get me hyped, but then also sometimes the hype songs make me sad. It's like I feel like they're like mutual, like they could be.
I love that.
It's like sometimes they're sad songs that have like a beat to it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's emotional. Maybe that's a better word to put it.
But also depends, I think, certain songs lend themselves to certain emotions.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, when you're getting hyped to go play to go play a game or sport, you usually listen to like rock music or like hip hop or like whatever. But I'm sure there's a Chelsea Cutler song that you could listen to.
Oh yeah.
When you're about to get on that kung fu mat that you go on all the time. In terms of the podcast, I think it was great. One of the things that I got out of it that I loved so much was the education component.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Chelsea's parents, probably at a young age, noticed something in her, gave her the opportunity to go after what she wanted to do. And one of the things that I actually found out today, but not on the podcast, was that she was a Division I athlete until she left college to go, you know, find her way in the music industry.
Right.
Which I think is incredible on both levels, right? Because to be a Division I athlete, first of all, you got to be disciplined. You got to be focused. You got to have that, you know, that ability and that headspace to be able to go do that. That's not easy. Right, to be a Division I athlete. And then to be able to figure out that's not what you want to do anymore and you want to go do something that you actually have maybe not secretly loved, but loved and had passion for, and you have parents that let you go do it. That's incredible.
It's a blessing. Yeah. I mean, look, her parents were the ones who sat her down and were like,
right,
we think this career is about to take off.
Right.
We believe that you should be dropping out of school. I mean, I don't know any parents, especially from where I grew up, that would be like, yeah, go leave school.
I mean, I remember like in my entire career, I had artists that were in school that would literally come to me and say, can you tell my parents that I'm good enough to like not be in school anymore and drop out? And I'm like, no, I would never. So, and by the way, I'm a parent, right? So I look at it and I'm like, I would never tell my child to drop out of school. If they came to me, right, and said it, then I would be like, okay, let's have a conversation about it. But the fact that her parents did that, that says a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that they supported it, they believed in it, and they were willing to put their time, energy, and effort into having her do it and be successful. And now she's there.
Just to see her parents' support reminded me of my parents' support, supporting me to be an entrepreneur and for us to go and start this business together. You know, I'm just super grateful to have parents that support what I'm doing. And I feel like it's so important to have that support from your backbone, which is your family.
You know, speaking of that, I mean, Jack never liked school. He wasn't a student, but he did what he had to do when he went to college. And but all in through all of that, he was doing his projects, right? He created Happy Jack inside it. He was doing, you know, raffles on Facebook. He was selling clothing. He was like, whatever he could do to be an entrepreneur, he was doing. And I saw that very early on. And you've always heard me, I tell that story, you know, about selling rocks to the construction workers at 6 years old. We always gave him the ability to go do that.
Yeah.
We never discouraged him. you know, I'm a sports guy. I always loved that he played sports, but he got to a space where he didn't want to play sports anymore. And he wanted to be artistic and he wanted to draw and he wanted to create and he wanted to help. But after a while, I realized, you know, that that's what he was really good at.
Yeah.
And it made a big difference.
I'm just smiling because I think about my own journey and, you know, I forgot who it was. Somebody said the other day, like, you know, the worst thing a parent could hear is when their child is like, you know what, I want to quit doing whatever and I want to go become a DJ.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what you did. Like, Mr. World Class DJ right
luckily
here.
My dad was a DJ at some point and is in the entertainment business. So
wasn't he Marky Mark? Was that
who?
No, just kidding.
I can't even imagine just carrying around crates and DJing. But I just think it's funny, but it's also important that they support. And, you know, her father was a painter, which we learned. So obviously she comes from a creative family.
Yeah.
Another thing I loved that I wanted to touch on was just like how comfortable she was opening up about her experience in therapy and, you know, talking about mental health. Not only, you know, Max and I were chatting about this afterwards, like just from her talking about her experience and opening up that she's gone to therapy will inspire all of her fans, hopefully, to open up about their experiences or to take that first step and go to therapy. But I think, you know, someone who's been in therapy myself, you know, the more you start talking about it with your therapist and then you start talking about it publicly, you could tell that she was comfortable and that she had, this wasn't her first rodeo with that, you know, and it shows that I could tell that she's been in therapy because she feels confident in her own skin to be vulnerable and open up.
I think her album just came out, which is, and I know you're a big fan, so why don't you take the reins here and talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, Stellaria.
Yeah.
New Stellaria. Album. By Chelsea Cutler, out now.
Yep.
And like I said, I've always been a fan of her music. I think the project is incredible. You know, the first single, Your Bones, really spoke to me.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like sometimes when I listen to music, I almost mute out the lyrics. And as a producer also, I just like focus on the feeling.
Yeah.
It always like hits me in the feels when I listen to that
song. Yeah, yeah.
But it also inspires me at the same time. And I love how, you know, she wrote the song about a relationship. Her fans interpret it as talking to yourself, self-love.
Sure.
You know, and I think just talking to myself about self-love with myself, my own journey, it's been something that I've still been coming to terms with, you know, just accepting like, hey, some people like myself just might run more anxious than others, you know, and to learn and accept like, this is a piece of me as well, you know, and to accept that that's part of who I am as a person. Everybody has something that they deal with, you know, so learning to self-love. You don't have to love it, but you have to accept it. You know, that acceptance brings peace.
As an artist, right, and I'm not one, but I've helped the careers of quite a few.
Oh, really?
And just a few.
few names.
Yeah, I won't drop any. But I've always gotten that message is like, that's what a real artist wants to do.
Right.
Is be able to touch their fans in a way that has the effect that Chelsea's album has on you, right? Good, bad, sad, angry, mad, happy, whatever it is. I'm partial to it because she signed to Republic Records. And, you know, that's my home. That's where I started really my career. And I spent 21 years there and, you know, essentially helped Monty and Avery, shout out to Monty and Avery, you know, build that company. And so to see an artist on our podcast that we got, we were able to get and had such a strong message about what we believe in and what we're doing.
Yeah.
And have her home be Republic. That's cool to me. Like I appreciate and respect that. And I know that she's in a great home and that they're going to really take care of her. And as funny as I was like literally texting Monty as they were talking and I sent him a picture and he said, you know, you hit it out of the park. And,
that's great.
And I know that people are paying attention to what we're doing.
I think it's interesting too for you because it's like, you've worked with the top celebrities, like the top artists in the game.
Yeah.
And now you're almost like, you get to run the gamut again.
Yeah.
You know, like you get to go and experience this again, like with a different lens and a different perception.
Yes,
and I think it's interesting for them, Monty and Avery, to see it too. Like, hey, watch me work. Like you've always been a hustler. You've always been a go-getter. But like, you know, to work with their artists now and their newer artists and being a part of that and saying
it's fun.
we're gonna get everybody.
Oh, I was telling Maxwell a story today about, and I was at Z100 today and I saw some old friends and some people that were in there doing their promotion job and the things that they do. And I poked my head into an office and I said hi to somebody. And, you know, I feel like they thought that I was gonna like start working them on records and like all these things. And I was just like, hey man, how's the family? How you doing? And they're like, you know, anything you want to talk about? I'm like, no, I'm good. You know what I, and I walked out and like, talking about mental health, like that was like, that was a moment for me because every time I was always in that radio station, I was doing my job.
Right.
I was with my artist at, you know, on Elvis Duran in the morning show. I was doing the afternoon drive. I was doing night. I was working records with the program director. I was setting up meetings with the promotion people and I was always working. And today I was there for a different reason.
Right.
Something that we're doing together on behalf of Happy Jack Entertainment and my son. And it was like such a different feeling when I walked out of there because I had nothing, I had no agenda.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't like going in there going, you got to play the new Taylor Swift record. I was like, no, I'm good. I just walked out.
It's got to be nice, so, you know, that to do that.
Yeah. Again. Yeah. It's, but like, and that's like a mental health moment for me. Like I said, it was like an aha thing, like, whew.
I like I'm that mental at, yeah. health moment.
Yeah.
You know, and look, I mean, speaking of moments, like, I just love how Chelsea was so cool, so down to earth. Like,
right
I think,
in here. It was great.
I think just she had a great fit on, like, her outfit was sick. Like, I just think, like, people forget that artists and celebrities are humans too.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just really awesome to see, like, her reaction and her team's reaction to what we're doing. And,
yeah. Oh, 100%.
You know, again, it's more motivation to be like, let's keep going, you know? And like, look, I'll be honest, like there's a lot of shit going on in the world right now. And it's like, I woke up with like a heavy heart, you know, and just like sad and angry and, you know, coming here and watching her speak and the conversation that she and Maxwell had, it just like put a big smile on my face, you know, because like it reinforces the good that we're doing. But also like, it's amazing to see the support that we have from artists like herself.
Yeah.
And I'm just like hyped for the next one and the next one. And I feel like this podcast is like going to take off, you know, and it's important to see, to have these conversations, to be open, to be vulnerable.
100%.
And, you know, we're all people going through real shit.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm just feeling super thankful for the team and for Chelsea and just this podcast, this creation.
You know, it's funny, you say you always say something which is very interesting to me, which is that artists, whether they like to believe it or not, are role models. And that goes for athletes and that goes for, you know, a lot of certain movie stars and everything, but then they're role models because people look up to them.
Right.
Their fans look up to them, whether they have 30 fans, 300 fans, 3,000 or 3 million or 30 million or 300 million, because there are some that have that. And there's an obligation to be able to give back.
Right.
And to be able to help. And I always tell people what we're doing at Happy Jack Entertainment is, you know, we are creating, and specific on the record side, is we're creating a platform for artists that have to give back to their communities, give back to themselves, get back to their fans, and be able to create change through information and be able to talk. And we're very lucky, to your point, that we have had that. And I guarantee you, as we go on with these podcasts, we will have, that will be a factor in every conversation that Maxwell has, because he knows how to pull it out of people. And I'm not interested in having somebody on the podcast, nor are you, that doesn't want to talk about it.
Right. You know, to wrap everything up, Chelsea, we're super, super thankful to have had you on the podcast. Her new album, Stellaria, is out now. It's amazing. Go listen if you haven't already.
Yeah.
We're thankful to everybody tuning in. If you like what you saw, please follow us. Leave us a review. If you want to find out where to tune in next, go to therapysessionspod.com.
Or anywhere you can find a podcast.
Anywhere you can find a podcast.
Go there.
Shout out YouTube also. All the video clips are on YouTube, TikTok.
We're See, this is why Sam does what he does and I do what I do. To me, it's like, wah, wah, wah. I just kidding. No, it's great. We appreciate everybody. And like Sam said, please follow us. Please pass this along. Tell everybody you know about what we're doing, because we're going to make a difference. And together, we're going to change the music industry.
And we're going to keep this going. You know, once this ship has sailed and we're rolling. And remember, take care of your mind and your heart.
And the rest will follow.
Exactly. This is Therapy Sessions Pod Afterthoughts, presented by Sam and David.
You've been listening to Therapy Sessions, powered by Happy Jack Entertainment. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast to be alerted when our next episode drops and when we continue the conversation. Speaking of conversation, if you like what you've heard and want to help us grow, all you got to do is leave a review. And if you feel like you want to take action and join the movement, well, just make sure to tag us at Happy Jack Entertainment on Instagram and hashtag Therapy Sessions Pod so we can join in as well.